With SDPB News, I'm Jackson Dirks. After a long, winding road, the state-sponsored gun range in Meade County is open. The Pete Lean & Sons Range, despite some critics questioning its location and state funding, earned support both from the state and the American Gun Lobby. SDPB CJ Keene has more.
It was hardly a normal political ribbon cutting. With one shot from a Smith & Wesson 357 Magnum rifle from about 50 yards, Governor Larry Roden fired the range into existence. The process was hard, particularly with neighboring landowners, but Roden says the impact of the facility will become apparent as it ages.
Yeah, we had a very long process and a long road to get the support and the sponsors, but you know, the support was pretty incredible, and I think there was a recognition that this kind of facility this was the perfect place to put a facility like this in this region, and I think it's going to have a bigger impact than we even realize now.
Already, shooting competitions are scheduled for the venue, including a large one sponsored by Glock. The Black Hills already houses some gun-related businesses, including ammunition manufacturers. However, Roden says he envisions a, quote, Second Amendment corridor in western South Dakota.
There are a number of businesses that have expressed interest in western South Dakota. You know, Sturgis and Rapid City, I've said in the past that it's kind of got the makings of a Napa Valley of gun manufacturers.
That sentiment is echoed by Game, Fish, and Parks representatives who say South Dakota's famous bird hunting seasons already represent a major economic and tourism driver for communities, primarily in the eastern half of the state. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene in rural Meade County.
South Dakota's economy bounced back in quarter two of 2025. A new report says that's largely due to diversification in South Dakota's economy. A new report from the Dakota Institute, a South Dakota-based nonprofit economic research and analysis organization, shows the state made significant strides in annualized growth. In quarter one this year, South Dakota's economy saw a 3.1% contraction. That was largely due to tariff negotiations negatively affecting the agricultural economy. However, in quarter two, during the spring months, the state saw 5.2% annualized growth in real gross domestic product. That's faster than the national rate, which sat at 3.8% and tied with Nebraska for the second highest mark among neighboring states. North Dakota led the group at 7.3%. The Dakota Institute's analysis of the data reveals that South Dakota saw three industry groups leading the charge to reverse 2025's negative trends earlier in the year. The agriculture, finance and industry, and manufacturing industries aided the state in increasing its GDP from quarter one. While agriculture is largely considered king in South Dakota, Devin Schaefer with the Dakota Institute writes that the dollar figures brought in by other industries reveal, quote, a structure far more diversified than the state's rural image might suggest. The finance and insurance industry brought in nearly double what agriculture did in Q2. That points to South Dakota's efforts to create a banking-friendly environment and its ties to the credit card and trust sectors. That industry, combined with healthcare and social assistance and real estate and rental operations, made up 35% of the state's total GDP. Agriculture accounts for 8% of the state's economy. However, not all the data is positive. Retail trade continues to grow negatively in 2025. Schaefer writes that likely means consumers are still hesitant to spend money right now. Data for quarter three GDP by the Bureau of Economic Analysis is scheduled to release in December. Some recent data has been delayed due to the federal government shutdown. South Dakota's Game, Fish, and Parks says pheasant hunting season is starting off strong only a few weeks in, and the department only expects things to get better. Tom Kirschenman is the director of wildlife for Game, Fish, and Parks. At the latest GFP commission meeting, he told commissioners that hunters can expect to see plenty of action.
Landowners have said, we are seeing more bird numbers right now in the southeast part of South Dakota than we have for quite some time. And when you have landowners saying, I'm seeing bird numbers, higher bird numbers than I've seen in the last 10 years. After combining, it's the best I've seen for 20 years. Bird numbers look great. Any time that we have a landowner telling us those types of observations, it is extremely impressive, and knowing full well we have some strong bird numbers out there. So the hunting has been good, and it's only going to get better in some locations in particular.
He added that as corn producers continue to empty their fields, those numbers should increase because pheasants utilize standing crop during hunting season. Kirschenman says that should improve what has already been a successful hunt thus far. The South Dakota Supreme Court upholds a sexual assault conviction in a case involving testimony of an individual with developmental disabilities who was granted special conditions in court. It stems from the conviction of Larry Richter of Sioux Falls, who was found guilty of sexual contact with a person incapable of consenting. Prosecutors say Richter repeatedly had sexual contact with the 19-year-old victim. Richter appealed on several grounds, including arguing the victim should not have been allowed to take the witness stand with the stuffed animal. The judge granted that condition because the victim said it helped him remain calm. The Supreme Court upheld the decision, saying circuit courts have broad authority over conduct of trials. Crews are making progress on a series of upgrades at the Aberdeen Regional Airport. Improvements to the parking lot and access road are mostly complete, the Aberdeen Insider reports. The entire parking lot is now open. The city's airport board held a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the renovations at its latest meeting. This comes as the airport reported an increase in travelers in October compared to last year. Crawford's in downtown Sioux Falls is crowned the 2025 Pork Showdown champion for the third straight year. The competition pits restaurants downtown against each other by creating a special pork dish for customers to try and then vote on. Organizers say it's a way to increase foot traffic and boost sales. Crawford sold nearly 500 of its dish, Bavarian Echoes, featuring pork belly and charred pork tenderloin paired with, among other things, almond brittle for a Bavarian nod. In second was Cascadas, followed by Maribella's and Chef Lance's on Phillips. Downtown Sioux Falls, Inc. says there were over 6,000 pork dishes sold during the showdown. That equated to $140,000 in sales, up 20% from 2024. Five Brookings area cultural organizations are collaborating in a Shop Local campaign to raise awareness about supporting local arts and history. It's called the Gifting for Good Shop event. It takes place November 20th through November 22nd. Organizations taking part include the Brookings Art Council, McCrory Gardens, the Children's Museum of South Dakota, the State Agricultural Heritage Museum, and the South Dakota Art Museum. Those behind the campaign say shopping at these organizations' gift shops is an easy way to provide much-needed support to local history and the arts. In addition, each shop is a drop-off location for Jack's Cupboard, an SDSU-based group that fights hunger. South Dakotans who rely on the SNAP Food Assistance Program continue to face uncertainty. Department of Social Services officials initially said SNAP enrollees would see full November payments today. Then, the department said they are back on hold after the Supreme Court granted President Trump's decision to halt payments. And now, a federal appeals court has once again rejected the Trump administration's request. That judge's order is paused until at least tomorrow night because of the Supreme Court's ruling. Amid all this political tug-of-war, local business and organizations have stepped up to help South Dakotans facing food insecurity. In fact, DSS Secretary Matt Althoff commended the work local groups have done to help. SDPB's Delaney LaHood Burns shares the story of some of those who are helping out.
The government shutdown is well into its second month, and thousands of South Dakotans are facing new worries about their paychecks and groceries. Many families are turning to food banks and charitable organizations, some for the very first time, for their next meal. And the community is rising to meet the need. In the Black Hills, Rapid City's Public Works Department and AFSCME Union are hosting a community food drive called Pack the Pantry. Sean Jewett is the Public Works Ordinance Officer with the city. He says by day three of Pack the Pantry, he's collected 800 pounds of non-perishable food to donate to Feeding South Dakota.
It's the fourth year that we've done this. This year has been incredible because we've done as much in 2 days as we did in an average week for last year.
Other organizations like Breadroot, Natural Foods Co-op, and Rapid City have also seen a rise in community support. Throughout October and November, Breadroot has $10 and $20 Feeding South Dakota donation vouchers available for purchase. The store is matching those donations. Sharissa Stevens is the general manager of Breadroot Natural Foods Cooperative.
With the recent changes to SNAP and the delays that we are experiencing with that for our local community, we just decided we needed to step in and do something.
During the entire month of October, Breadroot raised $550 through its voucher program. In the first 3 days of November alone, when the government shutdown's impact on SNAP went into effect, the store raised nearly $1,000.
And that's going to just keep going through the rest of November, and we'll see what that ends up, and we'll see what's happening in our ever-changing landscape that we live in. And if we need to continue this, then I'm sure that we will. Like I said, at the end of the day, people need to eat.
Local restaurants are also stepping up to help. In Jaisiga, Mexico Topico is offering free meals to anyone in need. Rosa Oros is the manager of Mexico Topico. She says the restaurant wants to make sure that no one goes hungry.
People can just call, and we have four different options they can get, either two enchiladas with rice and beans, a burrito with rice and beans, or tacos. And then we have chicken nuggets and fries. We decided to do it just because in our culture, we believe that if one person eats, then like two people, three people can eat. You never deny a plate of food to anybody. That's how we all grew up. So we just want to help the community out.
Oro says that anyone can order a meal by calling the restaurant, messaging them on Facebook, or stopping in.
Like, if you need help, we're there. And there's no, we won't ask, we don't judge, because, you know, some of us been there where you don't have anything to eat, and we don't want other people going through that if we can help.
The impacts to SNAP come at a time when more South Dakotans are experiencing hunger. In December, Feeding South Dakota, the state's largest hunger relief organization, reported serving 20% more families in 2024, which is a sharp increase from 2023. Ginny Palmer is the development officer with Feeding South Dakota.
We're definitely seeing an uptick in need, and the gap between resources and need continues to grow. We've been dipping into our reserves to bring additional food to our mobile distribution, and the need is just going to continue to grow, especially as we head into the holiday season.
With 75,000 South Dakotans facing uncertainty over SNAP benefits, Feeding South Dakota has pledged to provide 500,000 additional meals to meet the increase in need across the state. I'm STPB's Delaney LaHood Burns.
I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks, and that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at SDPB News and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. And as always, thanks for listening.